following is a presentation of Project Independence and WCWP. Project Independence is the Aging in Place Initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. We provide programs and services designed to assist and support the older town residents who wish to remain in their homes as they age. If we don't currently provide a service, we will try and connect you to that service. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence and You. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is also my producer, Christina Liu. And Otto can't be with us today, so it's going to be Christina and myself. But before we go forward, I just want to thank and compliment Dahlia Ellison for a wonderful, wonderful presentation. Her phone number is 516-707-9022. And of course, you can call 311 because that is the type of person who will just answer the questions. I mean, everybody doesn't have to do it for money. Yes, we all need to get paid. There's no question about it. But to get paid fairly. And at the same time, she is. Some of the stuff that she said, she's a compassionate woman, and I know it. Because nobody comes on this show, and that is a compliment to Christina. We don't have somebody who's just looking to sell you something, because we don't endorse anybody, and we just want to bring information to you to help make your life easier. And as a senior, it's not always the easiest thing in the world. There's no question about it. But then all of a sudden, you listen to the radio, and you realize that you just learned something which made your life a little easier, something you didn't think was happening. So, Christina, how are you, my dear?
Good. You know, I was just thinking, and I was actually thinking about this last week, too, when we were getting ready for the anniversary, because what's really great about this show is that we're able to get professionals who, you know their topic very well. But on top of that, they're compassionate and have, like, are meant to be in that role, you know? And I think that's what's so cool. You know, it's not, we very rarely, I can't even think of anyone that we've had on that kind of just was like, ugh, I just do it for, you know, the paycheck. You know, it's really people here who are invested. And, you know, and hearing Adalia speak is someone that I felt comforted listening to her, you know? So I could imagine being in that situation and being so nervous because, you know, as we said, it's a very nerve-wracking thing. You know, I'm 35 and the idea of leaving my house, I can't even like think about it, you know? And so picture a senior who's been in there for, you know, way longer. And that attachment is certainly difficult. So, but I think she, what was nice, and that's the kind of person I would always like to deal with, is someone who they're not pressuring you, you know, they're giving you the facts and then you take those facts and the information and do what you want with it. So I think that was certainly an awesome, awesome interview.
When you come to something in my mind, that's an emotional sale. Okay. You can't be sold.
Yeah.
Then you'll always second guess it and you'll never recommend that person. You'll never trust that person. But when you come to the decision and you and Jay sit down and say, it's time, I liked what he said, I liked what she said, whether it's a house, a car, whatever it happens to be, I want it. Yeah. When you think you've been pushed and sold, no matter what the item, you're going to look at the watch and say, did I really want this watch?
Yeah.
But no, when totally. It explains it to you, then all of a sudden you turn around and say, boy, I'm very happy I bought the watch, whether it is for yourself or it's a gift for somebody, which is, it's significant nowadays because there is a level of distrust out here. And we, through the show, try to bring it to people's intentions as much as possible. And we've talked about it many times, scams for seniors. I mean, we focus on seniors, but now because of COVID, the stuff that we've been bringing to everybody's attention is stuff that could be used. You know, Christina's 35, I'm 67. The stuff that we're bringing to your attention, Christina can use it and I can use it.
Absolutely.
Because it's beneficial to your just quality of life across the board. Not everything. Some things are very senior specific. This is not. Today's conversation, if Christina wants to move or I want to move, Dahlia could help either one of us because she's a sensitive person to answer those questions. Obviously, if we're talking about a geriatric doctor who we've had on a couple of weeks ago, like Maria Carney, say, well, that's a whole different story. That is strictly for seniors, and she's a wonderful advocate, and we're very proud to have her as a part of Project Independence. But that's, you know, that's Christina's job. She's the one that gets all. And honestly, during COVID, we've had some tremendous speakers. And as you've known, as you've seen, just to take on a little bit more of the conversation before I give it back to Christina, we've adjusted the show. You know, we have one speaker for an hour versus two for a half, and we may go back. You know, that's going to it's going to be Christina's call down the road. And some weeks we might do it, but the amount of information people have to share, let them share the whole thing. And then the other side of it is we do a half hour, not a half hour, one full hour of Talk of the Town, AKA the Christina Lu Show. She got her mug up there. And that being the case, I think that is, it's evolved over the last couple of years. And, you know, the stuff that Christina will talk about around the town, she will bring to your attention. But I also think it's, Christina is much younger than me. It's like talking to your granddaughter. And I mean that very sincerely. So she's sharing, you know, some wisdom with us that's just tremendous. And she's doing it with an open heart, that she's just a wonderful human being. And so it's great. So this hour is nothing more than a fireside chat in front of a computer. So I'm going to take a nap and listen to Christina now. No,
I like that. I feel like, Dan, we're going to put in for it. We need some kind of like electronic, like fireplace, you know, I think in the back of John and I's conversations.
You know, Peter knows how to do that. I don't know how to do it. He puts stuff behind him.
Yes, yes. There are certain ways to do that. Absolutely.
You know that woman with the tiger?
Yes.
Tiger King or something?
Yes.
He did a conference call and had behind him.
That's one of the reasons I love Peter. I would totally appreciate that. But like I said, this show is wonderful. And I was telling John, you know, it's, you know, I love doing this every week. I tell everyone this has been like, especially during this time, my therapy, you know, for myself and to just feel connected, because during this time, I think so many people feel so disconnected. And just having this medium, you know, gives you a little piece of that normalcy. And I actually had the privilege of getting, being on one of our advisory committee meetings we had. It was a joint one that was Port Washington, Roslyn, and Great Neck. And I was able to do it. My schedule freed up. And I said, you know, I like to do that because you kind of can get a pulse for what's going on in the community. And it was so lovely because the supervisor was on there. And as soon as I came on, we had to give a shout out to one of our new Project Independence members from the Port Washington area, Anthony Vecchi, who is so wonderful. He's got quite, I actually want to have him as a guest on the radio program because he has a really, really interesting story. And I think he would be, I'd love to showcase our amazing residents. And it was just so lovely because when I entered the Zoom chat, he was talking with Kim, who is the commissioner of our department and the supervisor, and he was raving about how amazing the radio show is and how he's enjoying it so much and he listens every week. And then, you know, my picture popped up and they said, oh, Christina's here now. He said, oh my God, is that Christina? I mean, it really, I was like, oh my, we joke about this, but this is actually really happening right now. And he was just saying such glowing words about how he feels just the connection and listening to, and he said, please, please, please shout out to John and Otto and Dan. And it was just so great because he knew all the players and he just kept going on. And then I had a lovely phone call chat with him after. And he told me it was quite the honor to speak with me. So I felt very, very invigorated that day. But it was just really great, you know, and it was just nice to hear, you know, I know all the work that gets put into this from all of us, and to hear the appreciation from someone makes it all worthwhile. And what is exciting about this, you know, because we're always talking about trying to find that silver lining, is that, you know, doing it via this kind of forum in a way opened it up to so many more people, because having this, you know, we were able to, you know, get it recorded, you know, which is a whole new world for us. So on top of having it now, you know, you could listen on the radio and listen to the archived audio, you know, at a later date on our website. we also have the video, you know, the Zoom video, which, you know, I personally, when I'm listening to, I love to watch a video more so than just listen. I like the visual. So you could do that. And also you could watch on North Hempstead TV. It's on. So I think, you know, we thought outside the box. Each of us were thinking, you know, how to kind of do this. And by doing that, it actually opened it up, you know, and it's just nice. I got another email today saying, you know, a senior wants to know exactly how to download the videos, you know, that are archived on our website. So I think that's, it's really great. And I've just been, because of the anniversary, I received such beautiful emails from all of our other radio show co-hosts. You know, unfortunately, because we're doing this, it's not that easy to have everyone, you know, a different co-host each week. But I love them all. I sent them all little cards to know I'm always thinking about them. And they were just said such beautiful things about the radio program. So it's just nice. It gives, you know, it gives you the warm and fuzzies. And sometimes I feel like you just need that during these times when things could be very heavy and rough.
In reference to the archives, Christina, which is very funny, I was on a Zoom call this past week with Tom Suozzi, his North Hempstead kickoff for his reelection. And people are talking about different things, and he was explaining this and he was explaining that. And then I got on just for 5 minutes to say, go to North Hempstead Radio. Mm-hmm. Because we interviewed him. It was a tremendous interview. You have a whole hour of what he wanted to say. So you wanted to listen to Tom Suozzi or different people we have had on, whether it's a doctor or a lawyer, who, you know, whatever, you can go look up the name and you listen to what he had to say.
Yeah, and that's what I want to tell you. You know, there's a search bar, you know, as soon as you click on. So, you know, if you just want to know the topic or you kind of know the name, you don't remember, if you just type that in, you know, it'll pull up stuff. So you don't have to search through all these. I mean, we've had 9 years of tons of interviews. Or if you just want to click on, you can click by month. And I mean, there's a lot of different ways on doing it. And, you know, I have to give a special shout out to the supervisor, because Supervisor Bosworth also, as I had mentioned, was on this advisory call. And she opened up her presentation with talking about how amazing the radio show is. And you could tell how much she really enjoyed being on and appreciates the message and the information that we're distributing out there. So it was nice. I was feeling very good. I was like, you know what? This is a really good day. So it was just absolutely lovely. And then next week we have on Kyle Strober, who is the executive director of the Association for a Better Long Island. So he's going to be on, which I'm really excited for, because I'm sure there's a lot of information that he'll be able to give us. John, I know you're familiar with Kyle.
Right.
So it should be a good interview. So I think we're starting off our 10th year with a bang.
Between now and the end of the year. Well, that's another thing about Christina. We're not booked through the end of the year, but almost.
Yeah, we're in December, right? We're booking December.
Yeah, we're in December. I actually have a call to talk to you about after we get off today. But one that I sent you that they finally came back, there was confusion. Yeah. But, you know, Christina always has a solid 2 months. So if you're listening and you're somebody who you think has something to bring onto the air, you know, we're not right now. It's going to be January before you're going to be back. Before you're going to be back, before you're going to have the opportunity, which is tremendous, because that means people are listening and people want to get on. But right now, actually, we're going to take our first break. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio here at 88.1 FM and WCWP.org, very specifically the Christina Lu Show, and we'll be right back.